letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Words grow from either side of a line. A box forms around them. Bankside Films. Balls of light twirl and shift into a zigzag shape that changes colours. Screen Australia. Words flank a pepper. White Hot Productions. Words spread from a single letter. Causeway Films. Rugged hills loom over a vast arid landscape. Smoke rises from fires across the expanse. Words appear. Netflix presents. Sparse trees stand out from the bush-covered ground. A Netflix original film. A short-haired girl sprints, in association with Screen Australia, South Australian Film Corporation, Create NSW, Adelaide Film Festival. The girl rushes past trees, Headgear Films, Metrol Technology, White Hot Productions and Addictive Pictures. A Causeway Films production. The short-haired girl continues through the brush. Cliffs flank one side of a river, trees line the other side. Words appear, cargo. A boat sits in the middle of the water. The boat sails past a thicket of reeds. Clothes hang from a line on the deck. A man steers the boat. The man turns. A blonde woman feeds a baby with a spoon.
That's it.
The man watches. The blonde woman turns to him. Now, birds flutter over the water surface. The man looks through a window with his brow furrowed. He bites his upper lip. A balloon floats in the sky. The man lowers his head. Reeds and gnarled trees line the shore. A boy and girl approach the water. The man's mouth hangs open. He looks over his shoulder.
Okay.
The man looks out through the window. He stands and walks onto the deck.
Hey!
The boy and girl run to a campsite.
Hello!
A woman stands at a table. A bearded man approaches. The children wave. The bearded man steps in front of the children. The man on the boat nods. The bearded man lifts his shirt and pulls a pistol from his waistband. The man on the boat opens his mouth and walks back inside. The family on the beach returns to their camp. Chairs and a table sit on the roof of the houseboat. The man stares forward. He swallows. Dusk. Jagged trees jut out of the water. Light glows from the houseboat. The man stands on the deck. He walks around the side of the boat. The man scoops a floating emergency kit with a net. He pulls out the kit. Inside, the man opens the kit. A brochure reads, Containment Assistance.
So we have three meals, four at a stretch.
Okay.
The man folds open a map of Australia.
So that means we're down to quarter rations.
Okay.
Is there a plan here that I'm not aware of? You want to fill me in on it?
Kay bites a pen.
No, I like your plan.
Which is?
That we eat the pens.
Look. There's a town here. Can't be more than 30 or 40 k's from where we are, right? It's rural, there's not a lot of people. I say we get a car, we fill it with supplies, we just see what's out there.
Blue, we've seen what's out there.
No, we've seen what's back there. That was weeks ago. It's quiet on the banks.
We talked about this. No.
What if we've outrun it?
And what if we haven't? Where we need to be, actually, is here. The river has got us this far. If we play it smart, it's going to get us all the way there, but we just have to stick to what we know.
What we know, Andy, you had barely set foot on a boat before we found this thing. I mean, it's older than both of us put together. What if the engine goes? What happens then? We have to think about Rosie.
Oh, do we? Sorry, I hadn't thought of that. What the fuck do you think I'm doing? We can't set foot on the shore until it's our last and only option. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry.
So is that going to be before or after our daughter starves to death?
Andy stares at Kay. Kay walks away from the table. Andy shakes his head. He stares down toward the table. Gnarled branches extend from a bare tree. The short-haired girl ducks under a branch. She wipes sap from her tree with a stick. The girl rubs the sap on the bottom of her shoe. She breaks a twig with leaves on it and presses it on the sap. The girl lowers herself from a tree and balances on a thick branch. She walks forward. The short-haired girl leans on two branches for support. Now she holds a piece of wood. Etchings depict a remote control on the wood. The short-haired girl presses it and points to a stone with a drawing on it. The boat continues down the river. Andy stares out through the windshield. He lowers his head. A yacht lies on its side around a bank. Andy looks through a pair of binoculars. The yacht's sails sway in the wind. Andy tightens a knot anchoring the boat to a post. He gazes out over the river. Now, Andy rows a small boat to the capsized yacht. He opens the yacht's hatch. Andy grabs a pole with a mirror attached. He lowers it inside. Andy's face appears in the mirror. He tosses the pole aside. Andy lowers himself into the yacht. Water covers the floor. Andy ducks down and looks through an entryway. Plastic containers, pots and bottles float in the water.
Jesus Christ.
Andy steps into the room. He opens a cooler. Andy drops the lid. He takes cans from a shelf and puts them in the cooler. Andy carries a handful of soup cans. Then he picks up plastic containers. He puts them in the cooler. Andy opens a compartment. He grabs a bottle of wine from inside. Andy closes the compartment and places the bottle in the cooler. He grabs a can from another shelf and kisses it. A fire extinguisher hangs on a nearby door. Andy looks up at the open door. He stands still. Andy grabs the cooler and ducks through the entryway. He reaches up through the open hatch. Now, on the deck of the boat, Kay approaches Andy with her arms crossed. She walks behind Andy and hugs him. She kisses his head. Kay stands straight. She sits next to Andy. Kay turns.
Any bites?
Mm-hmm. Not yet. Oh.
Quick, hook him with the thing.
What, with the hook?
Yeah, bring him in, quick.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
A can hangs on the fishing line.
What's that?
Where did you get this from?
I got that from the wrecked yacht. Say thank you. Look at this. There's enough there for 3 months, at least.
Hey.
This is good news, Blue.
That's great news.
You're not worried. Listen, it was a one-man job. In and out, easy, safe. Come on, this is a win, Blue. This is a win. We've got to celebrate those when they come along. Just a little bit.
Are you sure it was safe?
Safe.
Andy smiles. Kay shakes her head. She holds Andy's face and kisses him. She strokes his beard.
Is there a razor in that stash of yours?
Why? I have you know, this is rugged.
I think it's a bit ragged.
Rugged. Rugged.
Andy rubs his beard. Kay gazes at him.
How is she? How's little monkey?
She's been down a while. Maybe she should go say hello. Mm.
not sure she'd like that very much.
Andy raises his brows.
Hey, go and have a lie down.
Yeah?
Yeah, go. Go.
Andy stands. He grabs Kay's head and kisses her.
Man.
You are.
Woman.
Andy kisses Kay's forehead and walks inside. Kay moves to his seat. She looks over her shoulder. The yacht sits on the water's surface. Kay bites her lip. She looks up to the sky. Inside, Andy lies in bed.
Good girl, Rosie.
Rosie stands in a bassinet next to the bed. On the deck, Kay holds up fishing lures. She grabs one shaped like a squid. Kay clips a lure and cuts a fishing line. She moves the tray in a tackle box. Kay reaches inside and pulls out a bottle wrapped in cloth. She removes the cloth, revealing a piece of paper wrapped around the bottle. Kay sets down the bottle. She reads a note on the paper. Happy anniversary to my true blue. We're still here. All my love, Andy. Kay turns and gazes toward the wrecked yacht. Now Kay's reflection appears on the water inside the yacht. She climbs down into the cabin. Kay eases her foot into the murky water. Kay looks through the entryway. She looks beneath the life vest. Kay continues into the interior cabin. She looks in a pot. Kay scans the area. She pulls a pair of goggles and snorkel from a shelf. Kay examines them. She sets them down and continues forward. Kay grabs a razor from the water. Kay looks up. At the other end of the cabin, the open closet door. Kay stares with wide eyes. She turns and moves toward the entryway. Kay reaches out of the hatch. She's dragged back inside. The wrecked yacht sits on the murky lake. In the boat, Andy stirs. Now Andy carries Rosie through the boat.
Where's Mummy then? Where is she?
Andy looks down. Blood stains the floor. The razor lies next to the stain. The trail of blood leads to the deck.
Kay?
Andy turns. He knocks on a door.
Kay, are you in there? Kay, come on, let me in, babe. Let me in.
The door swings open. Kay sits on the toilet holding her leg.
Shit, Kay, what have you done? Let me see.
No.
Oh, keep pressure on it. It's okay.
Andy takes Rosie out of the bathroom. Kay reaches into the sink and grabs a plastic wristband. She unbuckles it with her teeth and places it around her wrist.
Oh, shit.
Blood stains Kay's shoes. She presses a display on the band. It shows 48 hours.
Kay, come on, let me see.
Kay removes the cloth covering her bloody wound.
Fuck. Right, Kay, just...
Andy wraps the wound.
What have you done?
He grabs Kay's wrist and stares up at her.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's okay. All right, keep that pressure on me. Shit. Shit. Okay. All right? You okay?
Yeah.
All right, look at me.
Okay. It's okay.
It's gonna be okay.
Now, Kay holds a card with an illustration of a man bleeding from his eyes. She places the card in a medical kit. Kay removes the cap from an auto injector. An illustration on the injector depicts a man holding it to his temple. She presses the injector. A spike shoots out. Kay stares at it. She hides the injector under a pillow.
Hey.
Andy tosses Kay a sweater. He sets down a bag and paces.
So talk to me. What are you thinking?
Well, we can't stay here.
But it's only been an hour. Symptoms take at least 3 hours.
I know how it works. We might not have that time.
We can't take the risk.
Oh, so today it's a risk.
Out there with this? Yes, it's a risk. Look, we are not putting Rosie in danger until we know what we're dealing with.
There are dozens of things that live and eat in this river. We have no idea what it was that bit you.
It had fingers, Andy!
Fuck!
Andy turns away from Kay.
Look, if you are sick, then you've got 48 hours and we'll deal with that. But if you're wrong, right, and you're not infected, then at the rate you're bleeding, you've got 2 hours free, tops. That's a risk I'm not going to take. We need to get to the hospital where you said someone's going to patch you up and we'll hedge our bets.
What if we lose? What if we lose? It's going to be my call.
Yeah.
The boat sits in the still river. Trees flank the shoreline. Kay and Andy walk inland from the shore. From above, the pair walk through the sparse forest. Patches of vegetation dot the dry ground. Andy and Kay stare.
Come on. Come on.
Andy carries Rosie on his back as he helps Kay limp away.
Look.
Charred bodies lie next to stakes shoved in the ground. Next, the short-haired girl sketches two men and a girl in a notebook. She sits in a shallow ravine in front of a fire. The short-haired girl eats a piece of food. She stands and walks away. The notebook lies on the ground. It shows a drawing of a person with their head in the ground. Now, the short-haired girl runs on top of a hill. The sun glows. She grabs a snared rabbit from a trap and continues onward. The short-haired girl tosses the rabbit off of the cliff. She stares down. The short-haired girl covers her ears and turns away. Now Kay and Andy walk through an abandoned construction yard. They stop. An SUV sits on a nearby hill with its hatch open. Andy carries Rosie around the rear. He spots the open gas tank.
Okay.
Andy sets Rosie's carrier down.
Come here.
He opens the back door. He places Rosie inside. Kay limps up a nearby hill. She looks into a car. A gas cap sits beneath the SUV. Andy searches a pile of clothes.
Come on.
Kay pulls a car seat from the back seat. Andy turns.
Oh, beauty.
He lies on the ground and grabs the gas cap.
Oh. Right.
Thanks, sweetheart.
All right, just come in. I just need you in the car, babe. All right?
Andy takes the car seat and puts it in the SUV. He closes the rear hatch.
I'm gonna fill her up. Okay, it'll be 2 seconds.
Andy walks around to the other side. In the back seat, Kay makes a makeshift mobile with fishing lures.
There you are, Poppet. Hey? Get your mobile sorted for you. Mama's here.
Andy fills the gas tank with a canister. He scans the area. Andy looks into the car. Kay tends to Rosie. Kay wipes a viscous amber mucus from the armrest. She lifts her gaze. Kay turns. Andy looks up. Kay's gaze tracks something. Through the window, the silhouette of a man shambles forward. Andy turns. Kay hits the turn signal. Andy stares. A light on the front of the SUV flashes. Andy looks at the rear. He stares through the window. Then he ducks down. An infected man staggers forward. Andy rushes into the car and closes the door. Andy drives off. He passes another infected man with his head buried in the ground. The SUV speeds over a bridge. Now the road crosses a desolate scrubland. The SUV drives into the distance. Andy adjusts the radio. pulls the SUV to the side of the road. Kay looks at her timer.
How are you feeling?
Like me?
Good.
Hey! Hey, monkey, what is it, darling? She needs a change.
I'll do it.
No, it's fine. She'll make less fuss.
Kay gets out.
Of course she will.
Come on, stinky jerks. Ugh. Let's get you cleaned up, hey? There we go.
Andy looks at a map. Rosie lies alone on the hood of the car.
Kay.
Andy gets out. Kay convulses on the ground, blood trails from her mouth.
Hey, Rosie. Hey, Rosie.
Andy picks up Rosie. He sets her on the ground and holds Kay's head.
Kay, give me your head, give me your head. All right.
Next, the short-haired girl runs on the bridge of the ravine. She tosses a snake over. The short-haired girl covers her ears. She looks over the edge. The short-haired girl descends the cliffs and looks around. She runs off. Now, the SUV drives on a dirt road. Rosie holds a lure from the mobile. Andy glances over at Kay in the passenger seat. She turns and holds the back of her head. Andy turns. The amber mucus covers a portion of the passenger door. Kay stares down. She lifts the wrap on her wound.
Kay? Kay, just breathe.
Stop the car.
Look at me now.
Stop the car.
We need to,
let me out.
We need to keep calm.
Let me out.
Jesus.
Kay hangs out. Andy closes the door. He stops the SUV. Kay gets out. She limps away.
Kay. Kay. Hey, listen. Will you just...
Fucking don't touch me! Andy, you can't control this. You don't fucking keep this from me! I mean, how long were you going to play along for one till I turned on you? On her?
No.
Well, you have to take her.
What do you mean?
You have to take her.
What are you talking
her.
About?
You have to
you.
Take her. You
Blue,
have to
Blue,
take
stop.
Her.
Just stop. Come on.
Andy embraces Kay. He holds her tight.
I'm here, all right. I'll be all right.
Sunlight shines through tree branches. Kay sits at the base of a tree. Andy approaches Kay. He squats in front of her.
Come on, let's get you up.
Kay shakes her head.
We're not going to the hospital.
We are so close.
It puts you and Rosie further from the river.
Kay smiles with closed lips.
There's nothing there for us now.
Yeah, there is. Time is there. See this? And that's yours, all of it. Every second, and we are going to make it count. But if you bleed out, you'll turn sooner.
It's my call, remember?
So I get no say in that. I don't have a choice.
No, sweetheart, you don't.
Kay and Andy's gazes meet. Andy hangs his head. Andy lifts Kay up. He forces Kay into the car. Andy breaks the door handle and closes it. The SUV continues on the road. The road curves into the distance. The short-haired girl runs across the scrubland. The SUV rounds a curve. Now the short-haired girl climbs a tree. Andy drives. Kay faces the window. Andy glances at her. An infected man stands in the road.
Shit!
Andy swerves. The infected man turns. The SUV sits at the base of a tree. Smoke rises. Blood stains the side of Andy's head. He turns.
Kay.
Kay lifts her head. She looks into the back seat. The short-haired girl watches from the tree. Kay's head hangs. Andy moves loose bark. A branch juts into Kay's abdomen. She turns to Andy. Kay pulls at the branch. Her gaze meets Andy's.
Kay.
Kay looks down and puts her head back on the headrest. Andy's mouth hangs open. He gazes off with his eyes unfocused. The branch sticks through the shattered windshield. Andy's eyes flutter. Darkness washes over the windshield. The wrecked SUV sits at the base of the tree. Andy stirs. Andy unbuckles his seatbelt. He turns. Save her is written in blood on the passenger door. Andy shakes Kay. Amber crust covers her eyes and mouth. Andy recoils. He clamors at the door. Kay's eyes open. The seatbelt restrains her as she lurches forward. Kay bites Andy's arm. Rosie cries in the back seat. Later.
I need you to be a very good girl. Stay here. Nice and calm for Daddy. And he'll be right back. Hey, Rosie. Be right back.
Rosie sits on the ground in her carrier. Andy walks toward the SUV. He holds an injector. Blood covers his hands. Kay reaches out through the window. Andy grabs her arm. He reaches inside and uses the injector. Andy hangs his head. He collapses beside the SUV. Blood stains Andy's head and neck. He grimaces. The injector lies on the ground. Andy rolls up his shirt sleeve, revealing a bloody bite wound.
No, 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 no.
Andy stares. Rosie sits on the ground nearby. Andy slinks down. He looks up toward Kay. Andy takes the timer from her wrist and puts it on his own. He sets the timer to 48 hours. Andy smiles with his lips pressed tight. His smile fades. Later, Andy carries Rosie on his back through desolate landscape. Trees loom overhead. Now, Andy sits on a log with Rosie.
I know what you like.
Andy opens a bottle of perfume and sprays it around. He puts the cap back on the bottle. Andy looks at Rosie. He shakes his head.
It's mommy. I can smell it.
Andy holds Rosie's carrier.
I can smell mommy too.
Andy turns. The infected man who stood in the road walks nearby. Andy puts on the carrier and marches off. He creeps behind the infected man.
Hey! Hey! Do you know what you just did?
The infected man turns. He bites on a makeshift bit. Andy picks up a branch.
Stay away. Stay back.
Leave my dad alone!
The short-haired girl wears face paint. She picks up a rock and cuts her palm. The infected man turns. The short-haired girl runs to a nearby tree and wipes her blood on the trunk. The infected man bites at the tree. Andy watches nearby. The short-haired girl holds up her bloody palm. The infected man shambles after her. Andy inches forward. He cranes his neck. The infected man walks into the forest. Now Andy continues over a swath of dry ground. Thousands of shrubs cover the sparse outback. Mountains stand in the distance. The sunlight blares, silhouetting Andy as he approaches the horizon. He stares off. Andy continues down a hill to a small complex of buildings. On a dirt road, a rocking horse lies on its side on the ground. Andy continues through the complex. He passes a basketball hoop on its side. Night, a floodlight turns on. Andy turns. A light shines on the ground. Andy walks to the flashlight. He enters a building. Andy shines the flashlight down a dark hallway. He starts down it. The light shines over a wall with coat hooks and short words printed on paper. Andy turns the beam onto a wall with photos of Indigenous people. He continues into a classroom. The beam shines over a woman sitting in the dark.
What's the count left on that business?
It's 46 hours, give or take.
Sit.
Andy steps forward and sits. The woman places a lantern and a bin of supplies on a table and sits across from Andy.
Give us your arm.
Andy extends his arm. He rolls up his sleeve. The woman reaches in the bin of supplies.
Not too much, I'm afraid.
The woman dabs Andy's wound.
It might help you hide it. Best to do that round these parts.
She places a bandage on the wound.
It's all right, darling.
Who's this then?
Rosie.
Little flower.
The woman moves the bin off of the table.
Folks call me Edda.
Andy. This place looked bigger on the map.
We never failed to disappoint.
The hospital, is it?
That's a generous description. It's the next building over. There's not much left. They cut our funding years back.
Are you a teacher?
I was.
In a photo, Edda poses with children.
Where are they now, your students?
Gone.
I'm sorry.
Not dead. Gone. Living in the old ways. There's nothing to be sorry about. They're doing better than the rest of us. Mobs from all over the country coming together. They sensed it. Those who stayed connected. The whole community up and left. Back to their country. There's a spare bed if you want one.
Edda stands and walks away. Now, clouds shroud the full moon.
What do you think, Rosie? Do we like her?
Andy sits in a chair with Rosie.
Do we like her? I think we might like her.
Edda sits at a table. She tosses pills into her mouth. Then she drinks. In the hallway, Andy kisses Rosie. He stares. At the table, Etta removes her wig. A large scar marks the side of her bald head. Etta turns and stares. Andy walks in the opposite direction. He bounces Rosie. A floodlight shines on the ground below. Fires flicker in the distance. Andy sits with the blanket draped over his shoulders. He turns. In the wilderness, indigenous people gather around a fire.
Save me!
The short-haired girl watches from the forest. A woman wears face paint and traditional garb.
Save me!
Tumi places Bush in front of herself. Tumi runs into the ravine. She sits and wraps her arms around her knees. The infected man with the bit stands inside a cage made from branches. Tumi rests her head on her knees.
Now, what are we going to do with this?
We'll make it spears.
At a campfire, a name on the infected man's shirt reads Willy.
Like mum's spaghetti, eh?
Dad.
Tumi smiles.
Back in the old days, we used to take this from an animal.
Mr. Clever Man.
A man with a long beard and walking stick approaches.
They're poisoning this land, you know.
Tumi looks up at the Clever Man.
This country changing. Sick. We all get sick. You get sick too.
Willy stares at the Clever Man. The fire flickers in front of Toomey's face. Now Andy searches a shelf. He walks across a room and looks beneath the cart. Andy knocks the items off of the cart. He walks toward a sink and stops. Andy grabs a razor from a counter. His reflection appears in the mirror. Now, hands dig into the dirt. Andy looks down. His left hand trembles. Andy grabs it with his right. The razor falls into the sink. Andy shakes. He lowers himself down and seizes. Blood pools in Andy's mouth. Sunlight shines over the hospital grounds. In the room, Andy lies on the floor with a blanket covering him. He wakes up. Andy checks his timer. It reads 32:28. He looks up. A folded shirt and pants lie next to him. Now, Etta holds Rosie in a garden. Andy approaches, wearing the carrier.
Hey, Etta.
You can't do that. You can't lose hope.
Andy looks up and forces a smile with closed lips. Etta hands Andy a photo of herself with Willy, Tumi, and the indigenous woman.
This is Willy Bell. He's a good man, a friend. His daughter Tumi was one of mine. Smart as a whip. With Daddy's shadow.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Well, then you just head right back and tell Willy that Etta sent you. If you want to give this baby a second chance, that's where you go.
Andy takes Rosie.
Thanks.
Have you seen the fires?
Yeah.
They're setting out hunting parties to cleanse the land of the sick ones. You just stay away.
Andy narrows his gaze. Etta rubs Rosie's head.
Hey. Rosie. Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you take care.
Andy walks away. He continues past abandoned cars into the distance. Andy wipes his eye. He slows. A flag hangs from a fence. It reads, "Frack off." Andy holds a map. An arrow is labelled military base. He looks up. Andy continues forward. Now trees stand over low-lying shrubs. Andy trudges through the outback. He stares off. Andy continues toward a ruin near the base of a plateau. Andy walks through the remnants of an entryway. Stone walls form the frame of the ruin. Andy looks through a hole in the stone. He turns around.
Let's give you some water, darling.
Now, Rosie drinks water from a cup. Andy puts on the carrier. He walks away from the ruin. Andy spots a soldier with his head buried in the ground. He continues past him and buckles the straps of the carrier. Andy glances back. The soldier rises. Andy approaches a truck. He looks through the window and opens the passenger door. A gunman aims from a trench.
That's mine.
Andy holds up his hands. The infected soldier falls.
Fuck!
Army base is overrun. There'll be more. They would have heard that shot for miles. Better keep that baby quiet too. Listen, how about you get me out of here and then I'll get you out of here.
To where?
A place you can hold up for a bit. The little one. Be real nice for the wife to have that around.
Andy stares down at the gunman. The gunman sits up and nods.
You better think fast.
Infected people close in.
Tow it off me. Shit. Come on.
Got the keys?
The gunman looks Andy up and down. The gunman reaches into his pocket. He holds up the keys and points.
Don't you fuck me.
Andy catches the keys. He opens the truck. The gunman watches. Andy starts the truck. The gunman appears in the side mirror. The infected shamble down the hill. The truck surges forward, towing a canister. The gunman unhooks his leg and runs to the truck.
Good man, take this.
He hands Andy his rifle and climbs inside. The gunman drives the truck past the infected. Now the truck drives up a dirt road over a hill. In a quarry, a drilling site appears through the truck's windshield. The truck parks. A woman stands on the balcony of a container home. Andy stares up at her. The gunman gets out of the truck. Now the gunman leads Andy through a fence. The gunman approaches the woman and kisses her on the cheek.
Flagged me down on the highway, this bloke. Put himself in a bit of a spot with some diggers.
Hello.
Hello.
Had a girl. Close your eyes.
The woman presses her eyes shut. The gunman places a pearl necklace around her neck. Andy watches. The woman touches the necklace.
It's nice.
The gunman pats her shoulder.
That's beautiful. Rainey will get you settled.
He walks away. Rainey sets the necklace in a bowl and stares back at Andy.
Do you mind if I put her down?
Andy sits in a chair and takes off Rosie's carrier. He sets her down on a table. Rainy knocks over teacups as she watches. Andy looks at Rosie and raises his eyebrows. He folds back the brim of Rosie's hat. Andy picks Rosie up and sets her on his lap.
He doesn't bring people back.
Well, we're very glad he made an exception, aren't we?
Rainy carries a tray of tea.
Thanks.
She sets it on the table. The gunman stands at a tank nearby.
That's why we're here.
What, the gas?
Vic has plans for when things get back to normal. It's not going to happen, is it?
I don't think normal's on the horizon, though.
Rainy casts her gaze down. Vic enters a fenced-off area. A sign reads, Danger, high-pressure gas line.
You worked on the lines?
In the canteen. I cooked.
Right, well, that's the most important job of all. Men must have loved you.
One did.
Andy looks down at Rosie. Rainy watches them.
You're the first people I've seen. The first people who are still people.
Andy stares with his mouth open.
Yeah.
Andy looks up.
All right, mate, let's go.
They've only just arrived, Vic.
Well, if he's in, he's all the way in. Rainy will look after her. She'll take her up there. She'll give her a cuddle. Won't even notice you're gone.
Andy shifts his gaze to Rainy. Then he looks at Vic.
I'll keep her safe.
Andy licks his lips.
Great.
Please look after her. Okay.
Andy hands Rosie to Rainy.
Come on, Rosie. Oh, this is... Okay?
Yeah.
This calms her down.
Andy gives Rainy the bottle of perfume.
Okay. We'll see you soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Vic drives the truck through an open field. Andy's timer reads 27:13. He covers it with his sleeve. He sits in the rear cab. Vic gets out of the truck. Andy stands. A cage sits in the distance.
Vic. What's this?
Vic offers Andy a rifle.
Have you used one of these?
No.
Andy takes the rifle.
Step forward. Stand 45. That's 45 degrees to the target. Now, put the stock into your shoulder.
We're going to shoot them.
Vic looks out toward the cage.
Yeah. You're not going to kiss them, are you? Yeah. Cheek to the cheek plate. Target's blurry. You're doing it right.
Andy aims.
Yeah.
You got it?
I'm not sure. I think so.
You want to squeeze the trigger, but don't pull it.
Really?
Yeah. If you pull it, then you throw your sights out. So back up, back up, back up. Yeah, squeeze. Give the resistance. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. All right. Now keep shooting until you drop him. And don't stop till we've got them all.
Vic shoots. An infected falls. Andy aims. Vic turns to Andy.
Come on, I can't carry you, mate.
Andy clears his rifle. He and Vic shoot. Now Vic walks to the cage. Andy trails behind. The infected lie dead on the ground. Vic approaches the body and bends down. Andy nears the cage. Inside, Toomey sits with her head resting on her knees. She lifts her head up. Andy stares. Vic loots the dead bodies.
I thought we were here for gas.
Call it a side earner.
And what's that got to do with her?
Toomey cries.
Can't catch a fish without bait. When this country gets back on track, people are going to want things. Whoever controls the market, power, gas, all the shiny shit... You're sitting pretty. I'm just making hay while the sun shines.
The sun's not shining, Vic.
What's it worth to you?
Hmm?
Safe place for you and your kid?
Andy stares back at Vic. He lowers his gaze. Vic looks in the cage. He walks toward Andy.
Any girl you need to be worried about is your own.
Vic pushes a bag into Andy's chest.
Fill it up.
Toomey watches. Vic walks off. Andy stares after him. Andy looks back toward the cage, at Vic's compound. Lights from a chandelier flicker. Rainey sits in bed with Rosie.
Hey, it's okay. Just lie on gas. So? Just lie on gas. Hey, Rosie.
Rainey stares at Rosie. The amber mucus covers her fingers. Rainey sets Rosie down away from her. Rainey slides back. Now, the clever man sits cross-legged in a cage. Vic approaches the cage carrying a bucket. Andy walks behind him.
I told you, Mob. The wells are mine, along with what's in them.
The clever man stands.
Fuck with me.
Vic pours blood from the bucket outside of the cage. He grabs a piece of meat and tosses it on top.
I'll fuck with you.
Vic steps back. Andy holds a radio. Vic sets down the bucket and takes the radio. He stares at it.
You look pretty lonely in there. See if we can drum you up some company.
Vic sets down the radio and dances. Vic grabs the bucket. Andy looks down at the blood. It flows over the ground. The clever man looks up. His gaze meets Andy's. At the compound, Rainey hangs clothes on a line. Vic unlocks the gate. Andy follows him inside. Rainey stares at Andy and tilts her head.
She's sleeping.
Vic locks the gate. Rainey lowers her gaze. Vic approaches her. Rainey stares. Vic steps closer and kisses Rainey. He caresses her face.
You did well today. Maybe we can talk about you staying on permanent.
Andy turns to Rainey.
I cleaned her up.
She walks away. Andy furrows his brow. He turns. Now the sunset horizon silhouettes trees. The indigenous woman and two other people wear body paint. One man holds a spear. The indigenous woman searches. Charred bodies lie on the ground. Another man holds a wooden spear. Smoke obscures the indigenous woman. Toomey looks out of the cage.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
At the compound. Rosie waves her arms. Andy smiles. He kisses Rosie's hand and forehead.
Come on.
Andy places Rosie in a bassinet. His hand trembles, and he holds his wrist. He hangs his head. Andy turns to the bassinet. Rosie stares back at him.
Hey, Rose.
Andy leans over the bassinet. He kisses Rosie. Andy stands. He holds a medical kit. Vic sleeps with his arm over Rainey. Her eyes open. Now Andy walks away from the compound. He twists his wedding ring. He kisses the ring and brings his hand to his mouth. Andy holds an auto injector. He brings it to the side of his head. Andy lowers the injector. He sits in a large pipe. Andy holds the injector to his head.
Please don't.
Rainey holds Rosie in a flashlight.
Lorraine, you shouldn't be here.
I know what you're doing, and I know why.
Please, just look after her for me.
I will, but not here.
No, this is as safe as it gets.
Not from me. What's your count?
It's around 20.
And take us somewhere else.
Look, what he has done is not perfect, but here at least it's secure. Your husband.
That man is not my husband. That man left my husband to die at the gas plant with everyone else. Locked them in to save his own skin. I can protect this little girl more than he ever will, but not here.
Andy bites his lip. Lorraine looks down at Rosie. Andy scratches his forehead.
There is a family by the river. I don't know if they're still alive. I don't know if we can even make it in time.
This looks cosy.
Vic walks through the pipe.
If I didn't know better, I'd think you were trying to steal my girl, Andy.
You do know better.
Vic turns from Lorraine to Andy. Andy looks between them. Vic butts Andy with the rifle. Now Andy lies in the cage with Toomey. Andy sits up. A chain links him to Toomey. Toomey stares at him. Her gaze shifts. Andy looks down at his timer. Andy stands and grabs the bars. He paces and grabs at bars near Toomey. Kicks the cage and shakes it.
Come on, let me help you. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna hurt you, okay?
Toomey looks up at Andy.
Okay, come on, please. I need to have a look at this. Oh, God, look, I'm not gonna hurt you. I promise you. When I saw you yesterday, I'm sorry about that. You can be mad at me, that's fine. If you wanna get out of here, then on your ticket, okay? So let's play ball.
You want to see your friend?
He's not my friend. I just want my daughter back.
I want something too.
What do you want?
His keys to the clever man's cage.
Clever man? Yeah, whatever that is, you can have him.
Toomey stands. She grabs the bars and looks out through the cage.
They're coming. Huh? The ghosts. They smell it.
Andy steps toward the bars near Toomey. The infected shamble through the woods. Meat hangs from the roof. Andy looks up. Intestines hang down. Andy grabs straps hanging through the bars. He ties entrails to the strap. Andy holds the entrails outside the cage. Andy twirls the entrails and throws them. He and Toomey crouch. The strap pulls taut. The infected gather and feed. The cage door rises. The door falls. The door rises again. Andy rolls out. The door slams down. Andy stares as the infected feed. He pulls at the cage door.
Shit. When this lifts up, you gotta slide out straight away, right? Come on. That's it. Okay. Come on! Let's go!
Andy and Toomey sprint off. A light flickers on the top of the cage. Now they run outside of Vic's compound. Toomey climbs up the side of a container. She reaches the top. Andy climbs over. Now Andy opens the door to Vic's container. Lorraine sleeps. Andy wakes her. He holds a finger to his mouth and gestures for her to come. Lorraine sits up. Andy picks up Rosie. Vic sleeps. Andy grabs the rifle. Lorraine puts on Rosie's carrier. Toomey points. The keys sit on the table. Andy steps forward. He bends down and reaches for the keys. Andy stares. Vic sleeps. The group leaves. Andy closes the door. Now he lowers Rosie from the container to Lorraine below. Toomey descends the ladder. Andy climbs down. They sprint away. A spotlight shines. They hide behind a truck. Andy takes Rosie's carrier.
Fucking thing!
Vic steps out of the container.
Get back here! Andy!
Andy and Toomey run. Vic aims.
Vic, no.
Lorraine waves her hands. Andy and Toomey look back. Lorraine turns to them. A bloody wound marks her chest. Lorraine collapses. Vic looks out over the balcony.
Riley! Riley!
Andy and Toomey sprint away. The full moon shines in the night sky. Andy and Toomey run through grass. They reach the clever man's cage. Toomey looks inside.
He's gone.
Come on, let's go, let's go.
They walk away from the empty cage. Now Toomey tosses aside branches with leaves. She leads Andy into her ravine hideout. Vic's truck drives through the grass. Its lights shine. Andy sits next to Toomey. The truck stops. Vic leans out of the door.
I can smell your rot! You weasley cunt! What's your cock did belong to you?
Shit.
The stolen rifle is empty. Vic climbs down from the door and grabs his rifle from the truck. Andy clutches Rosie.
You're giving back that fucking black bitch!
Toomey's eyes widen.
She's mine! If you give her to me, there may be a real happy ending for your kid! But if I have to fucking come looking, that'll be bad for you and worse for them! Maybe I'll just wait a couple of days. Huh? Until you're not you anymore. And I'll just watch while you eat their fucking faces off.
Andy covers Rosie's mouth. Blood stains Vic's shirt and chest. Vic walks back to the truck. He turns off one of his floodlights. Andy grimaces. Vic drives off. Andy uncovers Rosie's mouth. Rosie holds the chain. Toomey takes it. Later, Andy hits the chain with a rock. Toomey holds up the keys. She grins and offers them to Andy. Toomey shines a flashlight.
Good girl.
Andy tosses Toomey the keys. Later, she sleeps under a blanket. Toomey jumps up. She grabs the flashlight and shines it. Andy faces the rocky wall and chews at a smear of blood. He turns. Toomey stands. Andy's mouth hangs open. He closes his eyes. Toomey holds Rosie. Day, Andy and Toomey walk on a dirt road.
Toomey, I need to get back to the river. Can you show me the way?
I gotta find a clever man.
Oh, look, I don't have time. What is a clever man anyway? Is he just a smart guy or what?
He's a magic man. If you're sick, he can give you good medicine. And if someone steals your spirit away, he can put it back again.
Andy turns to Toomey.
You think your dad is acting the way he is because he's lost his soul?
Toomey nods.
Toomey, there are loads of people walking around like your dad at the moment.
My dad's different.
No, I don't think that's true. There's no fixing what your father and I have. Lots of other smart guys have tried.
Toomey stares off. She turns to Andy. Then she runs ahead.
Where are you going?
I've got to check something.
Check what? Toomey, check what? For fuck's sake.
Now the Indigenous woman holds Willie's clothes. She presses her forehead to his shirt. The Indigenous woman drapes his shirt over a branch. She rubs her thumb over his embroidered name. Toomey runs. She sprints through a grassy field with low-lying shrubs and bushes. Toomey stops at a tree. She picks up a loose piece of rope. Willie's jacket hangs from a branch. It sways in the wind. Toomey looks up. She backs away from the tree. A thicket of branches cover the treetop. Willie's body lies inside. Toomey stares. She falls to her knees. Toomey grabs a rock from the dirt. She stares down at it. Toomey hits herself in the head with the rock. She hits herself again. And again. Andy approaches.
Jesus. Toomey. Hey, stop.
Go away. This is sorry business. You're just a stupid gubba. You don't know anything.
Andy stares at Toomey. He looks up at the treetop. Willie's body lies among the branches.
That's my dad. We get buried in the trees, so the ghost can't wake us. His spirit's still loose. It's my fault. I took too long.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. This isn't your fault.
I tied him here till I could bring the clever man back. They weren't supposed to find him.
They thought they were doing the right thing. They did. That wasn't your dad anymore. Sorry, but it wasn't.
I should have been here with him, not you.
Andy stares at Toomey. He looks down at his timer.
Toomey, I have to go. I'm sorry.
Andy walks away. He stops and turns back.
I think Rosie would like it if you came with us. I'd be happier if you did.
I don't care about you or your baby.
I don't think you mean that.
Andy turns and leaves. Toomey lowers her gaze. She grabs her father's jacket and rests her head on it.
She'll be okay.
Andy walks.
She'll be okay.
He clutches a branch.
Shit.
Oh. He rolls down his sleeve and looks at his timer. It reads 9 hours and 2 minutes. Andy falls. He digs at the ground. Now Toomey wears Willie's jacket. She holds her head in her hands. Toomey wipes her eyes. She grabs Willie's bit. Toomey examines it. She touches the amber mucus with her finger. Toomey looks up. She glances down at the bit. Then she looks over her shoulder. Andy lies on the ground. He stirs. Andy looks around. He moves onto his knees.
Rosie?
Andy squints. Toomey holds Rosie.
River's this way.
She walks away. Andy stares after her. Now Andy trails behind Toomey. They walk over arid scrubland. Toomey uses a walking stick. Andy walks alongside her. He approaches a motorboat near the river's edge. He looks back at Toomey. She walks forward. Andy unties the motorboat. Toomey climbs inside. Their gazes meet. On the river, Toomey sits in the front of the boat. In the rear, Andy steers. The motorboat continues along the murky river. The boat approaches Andy's houseboat and the wrecked yacht. Andy stares at his boat. Clothes hang from a line. Andy and Toomey sail past. They near the shore. The family's things lie nearby. Now, Andy and Toomey walk.
So the leaves.
They hide my footprints.
From who? The ghosts?
No, my mum.
A bundle of balloons lies on the ground. They approach a trailer. Inside.
Hello?
A bunk bed made with juvenile sheets stands on one side of the room. Pictures cover a fridge.
Hungry?
A cake and cone hat sits on a table. Toomey takes a piece of cake and eats it. In a bedroom, Andy sprays the perfume. Toomey watches as she chews. Andy pulls a first aid kit from a cabinet.
Bingo. This might sting a little bit. Where is it?
Toomey rubs her head.
There? Ready?
Andy cleans her wound.
Why'd you do that?
It's from the old ways. But not our ways anymore.
Then why?
Andy squats in front of Toomey.
Because it hurts. When this hurt heals, maybe this hurt heals too. Where did all the people go?
Not far. The food's still fresh.
Why do you want them?
Because I want to ask them a favour.
About Bob? Are they going to keep her?
We should think about what we're going to do with you.
Maybe they won't come back.
I think they will.
What if they don't?
Then you're all I've got.
Toomey stares at Andy. Next, Andy stands outside of the trailer with Rosie. Andy walks toward a truck. Its hood is propped open. In the trailer, Toomey plays a handheld game. She sits on the bed. Toomey picks up the bottle of perfume. She sprays it and sniffs. Andy walks through a row of trees.
Hello?
The bearded man turns. He holds a shovel. His family stands nearby.
Caravan's yours. Car too, if you can start it.
It's not the car I need.
The bearded man stares. He jams his shovel into the ground, climbs out of the hole, and approaches Andy. Andy furrows his brow. A bite marks the bearded man's neck.
Look, I've got six, okay? The last two are yours, if you go that way.
Please, don't do that.
I can't leave them. I said I wouldn't, and I won't. So.
The bearded man trembles. He wears a wrist timer.
Hey.
Look, Daddy, the baby.
Yes, he does.
The two children sit with their mother wearing costumes.
Should we say goodbye to the baby? They're leaving now.
Andy stares at the bearded man. He looks down at Rosie, then turns and starts to leave.
Hey, mate. Just take the two. For her sake.
Andy walks away. The bearded man turns back to his family.
Where's my pirate? Hey? You gonna come and find this treasure? Hey, come on.
In the trailer, Toomey looks at a photo of her father, mother, and Etta. She looks up from the photo. Toomey looks down. She pulls the leaves from her shoe. Andy walks with Rosie. Toomey looks up. The bearded man staggers behind Andy. He shoots himself in the head. Andy leans against a tree. He looks up to the sky. Now Andy sits on the ground holding the pistol. His hand trembles. Rosie sits on a blanket behind him. Toomey runs out of the trailer. Andy turns. He looks away from Rosie. Toomey arrives.
Rosie.
She picks up Rosie. Andy holds his head.
Hey, Toomey.
Toomey hands Rosie to Andy.
Hey.
Toomey pulls a container from a bag. She dips her fingers inside.
What's happened to your leaves?
I want to go home now.
Really?
Toomey nods.
You want my people?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
She stares up at Andy.
Toomey, if I don't make it to the hills... You
don't have to. Hmm? See? They're close. Outla.
Andy turns to Toomey.
Fire.
Outla. Is that Outla?
Toomey puts face paint on Rosie.
What's that?
Maxie said the ghost can't track us.
Really? I better put some on.
You don't need any. You smell like them already.
Toomey marks Rosie's cheek. Andy kisses her forehead. Toomey spreads the paint on Rosie's forehead. Now Toomey leads Andy over a bridge. The infected feet below. Andy and Toomey stare. The infected rip and tear at a carcass. Toomey turns to Andy. He watches. They continue across the bridge. The bridge enters a tunnel.
Proper creepy in there.
Proper creepy out there too.
Light from outside silhouettes Andy and Toomey as they enter the tunnel. Andy holds the flashlight. They walk in the center of train tracks. The reflective stripes on Willie's jacket glow. Andy continues through the darkness. Infected people press their heads against the wall.
They're hibernating. They need the dark.
Andy continues past them. Barrels and equipment stand in the tunnel. A maintenance truck sits on the tracks. Andy looks around the vehicle. Vic stands at a flaming barrel. Andy and Toomey hide on the opposite side. Vic tosses clothes in the fire. Vic moves. Andy and Toomey sit on the ground. He takes off the carrier. A pair of boots walk on the opposite side of the truck. Vic opens the door. Andy leaves Toomey and runs behind a group of large canisters. He pulls out the pistol. Toomey climbs into the vehicle. She sits with Rosie. Andy moves next to the group of infected and places his head against the wall. Vic holds a flashlight. He stands behind an infected man and clubs him. Andy glances over. He looks down at the pistol. Vic clubs the next infected. Then he hits the one next to Andy. Andy grabs Vic. He shoots him. They tumble to the ground. Vic limps away. Andy tackles him. Vic shoves Andy into the wall. His flashlight shines on the pistol.
Dead fuck!
Andy tackles him. They tussle. Toomey stares with wide eyes. Vic labors forward. Rosie turns.
Get the fuck out of there.
Get!
Vic opens the door. He grabs it to me.
Die! Stop!
Vic pulls her out. He pins her against the truck. Andy lifts himself up. Vic tosses Toomey on the ground. He limps to the truck. Andy staggers forward. Toomey lies still on the tracks. Andy falls at her side.
Toomey! Toomey! You alright? Oh God! Where's Rosie? Where's Rosie?
Toomey's eyes open. Vic sits with Rosie on his lap. Vic rests his head on Rosie's. Andy sits. Vic holds out his finger. Rosie grabs it.
Give it to me, Vic. Come on, mate. We're both fucked.
You took mine, now I take yours.
Lorraine wasn't yours, though, Vic.
Vic grimaces. He lifts up Rosie. He clutches her.
Vic, don't you dare. Listen to me, Vic. Listen to me. It's done.
Andy takes Rosie from Vic. He carries Rosie toward Toomey. Vic sobs. Toomey lies on the train tracks.
Toomey?
Vic hangs his head. In the brush, Andy helps Toomey walk.
Hey, I know you're hurt, darling. Stay with me. Hey, Toomey. Toomey, please. We can't go any further if you don't walk, OK? Do you understand me? Toomey, wake up. Wake up, darling. Are you going to help me? Let's help each other, yeah? Good girl.
Andy kisses Toomey's head. He uses the walking stick.
Teach me some of those words, mate. Teach me how to say, sun. Teach me how to say sky, then. Christ, teach me something. Teach me how to say daddy. How do you say that?
Bappy.
Great. How do you say daughter?
Bappy.
Yeah. How do you say... what's that word you call me? The, gubba. What was that? What does that mean?
White fella.
White fella. White fella. Well, how do you say friend?
Mitter.
Mitter.
Andy hugs Toomey.
Yeah, Mitter. I prefer that one.
Andy and Toomey walk through the vast, sparse landscape. Andy labours onward. Toomey touches the wound on her head. Andy slows. He grimaces.
Stop, stop, stop.
He rests his head on Toomey's and glances back.
Come here. Okay. There we go. Come. Help me, help me, help me. Help me.
Andy takes off the carrier.
Hold on, sir. Hold on.
Andy staggers off. He falls to the ground. Andy lifts his head. Mucus covers his eyes. He wipes them. Andy turns. A disemboweled animal carcass lies on the ground. Andy trembles. He forces himself to the ground. Andy looks up. Toomey hangs the mobile over Rosie. Andy glances at the carcass. Now Andy and Toomey labor onward. Entrails hang from Andy's pocket. Andy jabs the walking stick as he continues forward. An infected man shambles toward them.
Stay close or they'll smell us. See? My paint's coming off.
Toomey's mother and a man wear body paint. Smoke wafts through the brush. Infected people stagger through the smoke. An indigenous man clubs an infected person and jabs his spear down. Fires burn. Toomey's mother scans through the smoke. Andy walks with Toomey. He falls to his knees.
Take the one.
Andy falls to his hands and knees. He grabs the stick and pulls the entrails from his pocket. Toomey watches.
Okay.
Andy wraps the entrails on the stick.
Don't worry about this. Just treat this like it's spaghetti. Okay?
Toomey's eyes widen.
All right. Look after for me.
I'm going now. Look after her for me. Will you do that for me, Mita?
She nods.
I will.
All right.
I promise.
Thank you.
Andy holds the back of Toomey's head.
Hey. Hey, Rosie, you're in good hands. You're in good hands. She's going to look after you, mate. I love you.
Andy kisses Rosie's head.
Love you.
He presses his head against hers. Andy grimaces. He falls to the ground.
Toomey, now.
Toomey tosses the medical kit. Andy grabs it. Toomey watches. Andy holds a pair of constraints. He stiffens. Andy's leg rises into the air. Blurred trees stand in the bush. Andy digs at the ground with his bare hands. Toomey stares, blood stains her face. Mucus covers Andy's eyes. Toomey puts Rosie's carrier on Andy's back. Toomey turns. Infected people approach. Andy puts a mouth guard in his mouth. He leans forward toward the hole. Toomey stands. Blood covers her jacket and shirt. She stares off into the distance. Now a pair of legs walk through tall grass. Another pair dangle behind them. Indigenous people throw spears and club the infected. The diseased people lurch through the smoke. The indigenous people slay the infected. Toomey's mother struggles with a bald infected man. She kicks him away. A spear hits him in the head. Toomey's mother turns. The clever man stares back at her. The white paint covers his face. Now the indigenous clan continues past charred bodies. Toomey's mother turns. Smoke covers the area. She starts forward. Toomey's mother and the clever man turn. A figure appears in the smoke. Toomey's mother narrows her gaze. The figure walks closer. A man raises his spear. Toomey's mother holds up her hand. The figure nears. Toomey and Rosie ride on Andy's back. A smile comes across Toomey's mother's face. Toomey holds out the walking stick in front of Andy. He lurches forward toward the entrails on the end of the stick. Toomey's mother and the group approach. Andy moves closer. The group continues forward. Two men stop Andy. They hold a stick in his path. Toomey's mother gestures to Toomey. Andy twitches. Toomey's mother pulls Toomey off of Andy's back into her arms. They embrace. Toomey puts her head on her mother's shoulder. Toomey's mother grabs Rosie. The clever man holds a spear. He approaches Andy. Toomey's mother holds Rosie in the air. Andy's head bobs. The clever man takes the stick with the entrails. He examines it. The clever man shifts his gaze. Crust covers Andy's face. The clever man raises his spear. Toomey blocks it with her hand. The clever man lowers his spear. He gazes at Toomey. She stares back. Toomey reaches down. Her mother watches. Toomey sprays the perfume in front of Andy's face. Andy becomes still. He tilts his head. Toomey holds Andy's hand. She looks up and nods. Andy stands still with his head lifted up. The clever man thrusts his spear. Andy falls. Toomey lets go of his hand. The sun shines over the horizon. Beams of light glow over the shrub-covered hills. A giant crater stands in the vast desert. The sun shines over the travelling indigenous clan. Toomey holds Rosie. Men stand on opposite sides of a path between two cliffs. The clan passes. Now they walk into a grassy clearing. Toomey's mother nods at two men. The clan joins a larger group. A bald man jabs his spear into the ground and picks up a child. Women gather around Toomey and Rosie. Toomey kisses Rosie's head. Community members sit on blankets on the ground. The clever man speaks with two other older men. Toomey holds up Rosie. Toomey smiles. Rosie waves. A heavy-set man and woman sing a song and pat their knees. Toomey's mother lifts Rosie's shirt. Paint marks her stomach. It reads, "Thank you." Toomey lifts her head to the sky. Her mother strokes Rosie's face. Bare tree branches stretch toward the sky. A grave of branches and sticks sits at the crux of the tree's trunk. Andy's shirt hangs from a branch. The mobile hangs above the grave. Credits: Martin Freeman, Anthony Hayes, Susie Porter, Karen Pistorius, Chris McQuaid, Bruce R. Carter, Natasha Wanganeen. Introducing Simone Landers. With David Gulpilil. Directed by Yolanda Ramke and Ben Howling. Screenplay by Yolanda Ramke. Produced by Samantha Jennings, Christina Satan. Producers Russell Ackerman, John Schoenfelder, Mark Patterson. Executive producer Ian Kirk. Executive producers Jeff Harrison, Fergus Grady, Craig Adika. Executive producers Phil Hunt, Compton Ross. Executive producers Ian Dawson, Zach Brilliant. Line producer Sally Clark. Director of photography Jeffrey Simpson, ACS. Edited by Danny Cooper, ASC, Sean Layer. Production designer Joe Ford. Costume designer Heather Wallace. Prosthetics designer Larry Van Dienhoven. Hair and makeup designer Beverly Freeman. Sound designer Liam Egan. Original music score by Daniel Rankine, PKA, Trials of Dr. G. Unipingu, Michael Honan and Jonathan Mangarai Unipingu, featuring additional instrumentation by John Bartlett and Paul Bartlett, casting by Nikki Barrett, CSA, in memory of Dr. G. Unipingu. Cast in order of appearance: Simon Landers as Toomey, Martin Freeman as Andy, Marley Jean McPherson Dobbins, Lily Ann McPherson Dobbins, Finlay Joburg, and Nova Joburg as Rosie. Susie Porter as Kay, Ella Barter as River Girl, Aidan Squire as River Boy, Alexandra Schultz as River Mother, Andy Rodarita as River Father, Bruce R. Carter as Willie, Chris McCade as Edda, Natasha Wanganeen as Josie, Shannon McKenzie, Cliff Coulthard, Karim Fisher, Noel Wilton, Ikey Blackman as Hunting Party, Josiah Amos, Dante Patterson, Latrell Coulthard, Tarkin Strangeways, Edward Wilton as Campfire Kids, David Gulpalil as Clever Man, Anthony Hayes as Vic, Karen Pistorius as Lorraine. Trust Me, performed by I'm Talking, written by Kay Sobrano, R. Gudge, S. Charlesworth, I. Cox, B. Hogarth and C. Newman. Published by Mushroom Music Publishing, courtesy of I'm Talking. ...2017 Cargo Films Holdings Pty Ltd, Screen Australia, South Australian Film Corporation, Screen NSW and Adelaide Film Festival. Let us pop out from a white background then turn red. Netflix.